This is a short story written by Benjamin R. Luna. He wrote this many years ago, and I found it in my files. The name of the story is called Pal Joey, A Recollection. It's strange how certain incidents, no matter how fleeting and transient, can change and shape life forever. In my case, in my life, one occurred when at the age of 8, I was gaining greater awareness of myself and my surroundings. Back in the Eisenhower 50s, a time of complacent prosperity for some and mute poverty for others, we, my father, mother, and sister, lived in my grandmother's house, not more than 4 miles from Los Angeles, east of City Hall. In the sprawling carnival of life that is Maravilla, a Mexican barrio, Papa was doing quite well financially, working days at the Turoff Trailer Company and endeavoring to build his version of blue-collar American dream in his spare hours. All in all, times were good, people said. As compared to the past, the young men long home from the wars, though their uncles, brothers, cousins, and father, though some were still destined to bleed and die in faraway Korea, opportunities were greater than ever. Things were changing. Even Grandma, angry at having lost 2,700 acres of prime farmland up north near Visalia to the banks during the Depression, maybe agreed that times were getting better. Maybe the gringos, who everyone knew, were a pack of two-faced, double-dealing liars and thieves, would stop at least prosecuting good Mexicans and let us live our lives in peace. I, of course, was caught up in the optimism, and when in the summer of 1951, Father bought home a new refrigerator and, wonder of wonder, a Pellico 12-inch television, our first. Could utopia be at hand? Still, one sore point in all this wonderful progress was the long and bloody feud between the LA County sheriffs and the Chicano community, an ancient vendetta dating back to the early days of the American occupation of Southern California, when terrorizing Mexicans was a matter of policy, engendering a scene of hatred and distrust, which even in a more enlightened age lingered in a collective memory. A poison of discord sweltering beneath the seeming tranquility that I, though only a child, was not immune from. Thus my boyhood dreams and fantasies tended to champion outlaw types, cheering for the Indians and thrilling as John Garfield, machine gun in hand, mowed down the feds. Had I not often overheard the men and older boys state that only a kiss-ass Chicano falso would even ever think of becoming sheriff? Besides, what would Cisco Kid think? Then one day, one crisp autumn day, when I was as a young boy walking home from school, engrossed in dreams of great adventures in distant lands, fantasy and reality intertwined, altering a young boy's life forever. Reaching the corner of the block, a street away from the house, I saw a crowd gathering in front of Joey Velasco's house. Nearing, I sensed anger and agitation of the people. Women crying, men and boys walking about, shaking their fists in futile rage. looks of bewildered confusion on children's faces. Instantly, I knew something terrible had happened. Joey, an older boy with whom I sometimes played, had befriended me and often protected me from older neighborhood bullies. A wild, reckless boy, always in trouble at school. He was a child who lived with parents who were seldom home. They had to work long hours in the garment shops downtown. I guess he was kind of a hero to all the smaller kids. Immediately, I became running toward the crowd. It was then that I became aware of a squad of uniformed sheriffs forming in front and flanks of the gathering the people, a harsh, guttural voice calling through a megaphone, ordering the people to disperse and return to their houses. Then, almost in slow motion, I spied through the corner of my eye the body of my friend laying in a bloody pool beneath the open front window of his house. Stopping dead in my tracks, a deep physical feeling of mixed fear, rage, and confusion swept across the length of my body, leaving me shivering and shaking in the autumn afternoon, a feeling that even at this late date, I have not quite forgotten. I let out a scream and stood dazed, rooted to the sidewalk, unable to move, until a kindly neighborhood lady took me by the shoulder, leading me home to Mother. That evening, the family sat silent around the dinner table, each lost in their personal thoughts, till Grandmother, in a weary voice, broke the silence. The police with the Mexicans is like dogs with a bone. Yes, Father agreed, shaking his head, but what can be done? They have the power. Joey wasn't a bad boy. Wild, maybe. He didn't deserve to die. Mother's voice echoed with a finality across the sad room, an echo still across the tumultuous years of her only son's life.